This audio was mastered by Bowen Information Technology. Better service, lower price. 956-472-8601.
It's tacos, it's tacos, bro. You gotta eat it. Don't mess around. Openwordnews.com, folks. This is RGB, the guy, and the pamphlets here. Throwback Thursday, folks. Throwback Thursday, March 26, 2015. If you survived the hailstorm today, good for you, folks. I got caught in it myself and had to force myself to eat some ice cream and watch a movie instead of lunch, but that's another story. Mm-hmm. Pamphleteer, how the heck are you over there?
I'm doing fantastic, by the way, and you don't have to yell. Everybody knows it's Thursday. But
I'm excited because I ate the ice cream. I mean, it's not all too often.
Hey, yeah, you guys stopped for ice cream?
Yeah.
Thanks, man, for inviting. Appreciate it.
You know what? You're on a diet, bro, and I know you got those Shakita hips. You got to
get rid of them. Yes, my Shakita hips. They don't lie, and they don't go away easily, especially the way I've been eating.
You know what? Speaking of way of not going
and working out.
Ninja
you know what I know?
Crazy.
I was told that bear crawls actually strengthen your hips, so really? It's not helping the hip situation. I need to lose hip and not to gain hip.
Well, just remember, bear crawls are much better than bear claws, and we'll have a conversation about that.
By the way, that reminds me, there was a bear loose in Jackson Park, the park there at Jackson Elementary on Tuesday morning. I don't know if anybody saw that. There was an APB
that was a
loose bear. Yeah. So it turned out to be you actually doing bear crawls.
It was actually me passed out after one whole lap of bear crawls. Bear crawls, not bear claws.
It was beautiful.
You know what's beautiful also, though, pamphleteer? Mm-hmm. You know, earlier last year, one of the amazing things that just surprised me was how people dealt with certain aspects of their freedom being questionably suppressed, denied, or perhaps even ignored. And that was something that captivated me. You have a story that you want to bring back on this Throwback Thursday that touches base on how future situations could be affected. And this was in the news not too long ago, but it's back again.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, actually.
From Breitbart, right?
Breitbart, right back again. Speaking of Throwback Thursday, backlash grows against Texas Rep. Villalba's bill criminalizing bloggers filming the cops. That's us, big man. I mean, that one hits home. Again, this is a throwing back article from earlier this week or earlier this month. Same dude, Texas Rep. Villalba files bill that criminalizes bloggers, citizens filming cops again. So he's back in the news. I just want to do another Throwback Thursday and remind people out there that there is people out there that are continuing to make laws to criminalize things that are not criminal. I mean, you know what we need to do is we need to make a law to stop making laws. I mean, we have way too many laws on the book, too many laws against the American people. This is a nation of laws, but good God, man, where does it stop?
Well, you know, one of the things, and I don't know about where it's going to stop, but I know where it might be going. You know, one of the big things is in legislation, they have been considering heavily the adding to the police uniform, standardized across the board, mm-hmm. of a camera.
Yeah.
Now, we all remember the Eric Garner case and where the implications went and the suggested notions of threat and safety came into question. Now, when you do that, though, and I've had this conversation. We were talking and laughing earlier about the bear passing out in the park when it was really me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a big guy, man. By no means, if you're, you know, the average person here that's in law enforcement in the Rio Grande Valley, probably about, I would say 5'11". And I'm being generous, probably about
5'11".
That.
Five, yeah, five, that's 11 about and a half. An average size,
I mean,
man here.
You know, I'm almost 6'2", mm-hmm. 400 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Handsome.
I did not say that, but I will say this. I mean, I can't imagine that I am the first person you'd want to slam on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Just in case I fall on you, it's got to hurt if I fall on your knee or something of that nature. You never know how dead weight
you are.
Be going.
But it's not that you're big. You're very agile as for a big man.
I am
you
agile.
You are
for
an
a big
agile
man.
Big man. I mean, you're like a small Bruce Lee inside of a big man's body.
I'm almost like the Kingpin from Marvel's action series.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
yes,
I've
seen you dive into a pool. It is. You don't do cannonballs.
Well, you know, on that note, though, you know, Eric Garner, big guy, got taken down. I didn't really see the massive amount of restriction that he was resisting, this and that. And perhaps I didn't have all the video footage, and obviously a jury saw it differently. But this captivated me in the sense that we literally did see somebody demise on video. And that legislation like this leads me to believe that there's two parts of this. One part is, okay, look, we're going to allow you to believe that perhaps you have everything taken care of in the sense that we're going to put a camera where everybody's at. So that's one piece of the puzzle.
That's fantastic.
And then the second piece of the puzzle is, but you can't hold the camera.
Yeah.
So that makes me wonder as to, in seeing the Eric Garner case, where we obviously had the video of a gentleman meeting his demise, and yet we still found people who said, no, it happens, and there was imminent threat.
What's silly about this bill, and one of the things that many people have been pointing out, is that you can actually stand closer to an officer with a black powder pistol. So,
but that's your Second Amendment right.
Of course.
Wait, then this is your First Amendment.
Yes, but again, right. I mean, this goes back to, again, is more laws going to make people better? No. More laws that you impose upon people, you're going to have more criminals, obviously, because there's going to be, it's called nitpicking.
You know
what nitpicking is.
Well, nitpicking is like, for me at least, has become unjustifiable fines.
Yeah.
I mean, I really...
Unjustifiable, perfect example.
I had the conversation previously, and we talked, throwback Thursday. I'm going to bring Nora Longoria back into the mix. She recently had her open display of denouncing what she did and apologetically.
Wait a minute, isn't she a judge?
She is a judge.
Doesn't she uphold the law?
Well, you know,
so why does she break the law? Of course, it's not a law issue, it's a heart issue. You know, some people like to go out there and they like to have a few beers and they like to get in a car and they like to drive fast and they like to be irresponsible and they kill somebody and they should be taken to jail. They should be they should get the maximum penalty.
I'm with you if they kill somebody or hit
something. Absolutely.
But this poor woman, from what I understand, was within a mile of her home.
Right.
Was intoxicated.
Yes.
And she didn't hit anybody.
No.
And you know what? She was even kind enough to pull over and stop.
Oh, that was nice of her.
You know, she should have probably
She was even nice enough to take off her shoes to where she walked the line.
I personally feel I personally feel it would have been beneficial for the community to have dropped her off at her house.
Yeah.
Because one night in jail is going to run you $200.
Yeah.
Then you got to buy breakfast.
Wait. Where jail did you stay in for $200? $200? You got away.
Confirm or deny.
You got away with it, my
information.
Friend.
No, but you know,
$200. Maybe just to have your car towed.
Well, that's another story altogether. But no. In an imaginary world, in a fictitious place, you know, you can imagine that these things really do happen. And folks, on a daily basis, pass a stop sign. You know what? Go 15 miles over the speed limit. Hey, you know what? At the same time, get that fine and then forget to pay it.
Yeah.
You're going to get surcharges, fines, administration costs, court costs, overage fees, underage fees, take you to the bank fees, bend over, grab your ankle fee. Well, anyway, you know, but these things are happening, pamphleteer, and it's our fault because we allow municipalities to influence society through finable offenses that don't actually cause property damage and don't actually cause harm to individuals. So we're fining ourselves for what, pamphleteer?
For being an idiot on a Thursday evening, for just breathing.
I often think.
You know what? Someday breathing, and I'm making this prediction right now, breathing will be against the law Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
But you can get away with a tax.
But you can breathe if you can pay the breathing tax. Wednesdays and Fridays. Saturdays and Sundays are free. They'll throw those in because you're resting.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of resting, though, let's give that story a rest and let's move on to an interesting clip. And this is actually, you know what? Go to the clip, pamphleteer.
Well, oil prices have surged following the Saudi-led invasion of Yemen. U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate for May delivery rose more than $2 to $51.49. Also, Brent crude for May gained nearly $2.5 to $58.94. The recent crude price surge comes amid fears that violence in Yemen could spread to oil-producing countries in the region, including neighboring Saudi Arabia.
So,
that's a big deal, pamphleteer.
So
that's a big deal.
Yemen.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So where is Yemen? Yemen is located in the Saudi Arabian Peninsula.
And what does that have to do with the price of rice in China?
Well, nothing. It has to do with the price of oil in the world. What are the Saudis trying to do? I mean, obviously the Saudis have a power struggle here going on. There's something going on here in the Middle East.
Would it really be safe to say that it's a power struggle, pamphleteer, or could it possibly be an orchestrated event?
Yeah, man.
Whoa, man. She stole my heart. She went away with my cat.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, openwordnews.com, folks. You can name that movie. You can get yourself an extra registration. All you got to do is go to openwordnews.com/event and get yourself registered for freebies and good Good stuff, man. What's going on,
Big man? You know, I was on the way over here from the office to make a long story short. Yemen is right next to Oman, and I can't make this up. You know, those two countries are right south of Saudi Arabia. And the funny thing is, I was looking at on the map here, and I wondered, you know, how often do empires and countries create these, you know, sub countries around them, so that they can have conflict and all types of disruptions to keep their, I guess, enemies out from their borders. And in addition to that, big man, what do you think about this? What do you think of the oil prices being here, possibly, manipulated by the Saudis because of Russia?
Well, you know, having worked in the energy industry for almost 10 years, I can tell you that there are two huge global conglomerates, NRG and BP, which is British Petroleum, owned by the Crown, and that's a whole other story. Plus, also majority stockholder would be J.P. Morgan Chase, and we'll have that whole Rockefeller conversation about Standard Oil one day, folks. But for now, before we go on the Illuminati rabbit trail, let's just get focused and realize that oil manipulation has been going on for over 100 years, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't believe that, open a book and go through suppressed technology. You can go to the G-O-O-G-L-E, because I can't say it on the air, because then you have to pay the little fine, and I don't want to deal with that. But for real, if you don't believe that oil price is being manipulated, I don't know where you've lived for the last 25 years. Because how is it that we can have $3 gas and then go down to $1 gas?
Yeah.
That it's because they've always been able to have $1 gas. The thing is, it's an election cycle year. You have some movements in South American countries. That's why, folks, when you listen to this show, we often will reference around the world and tie stories together, whether it's Argentina or somewhere else in South America, and Russia or China and India, and how their international dealings and commodity trades make a difference. Believe it or not, folks, it affects you at your pump right here in the Rio Grande Valley, because billions upon billions of dollars go in and out of our ports, both internationally on land and in water here in South Texas, folks. And it's all affected on an international scale. So you have to consider these things when you go to the ballot box, when you make those decisions on who your purchases are. And I was having a conversation, pamphleteer, with someone the other day that, I still haven't done the Burger King thing, unless it's been the unbelievable sausage egg croissant temptation that I just couldn't overpower. But after I realized
I'm proud of you,
what
by the way.
Some of the ideals and principles and areas of the market that they wanted to grow and expand, and I said, you know what, I don't support those ideas and principles. That's the beauty of not only expressing your vote at the ballot box, but with your bucks.
Sure.
If you're going to invest money in a company that you don't believe in, then you're actually doing what the definition of insanity is. You're thinking there's going to be different results, but there actually won't be. Pamphleteer, we're going to be coming back. We have some in-studio guests. Got Mr. Lalo Martinez. Got Mr. Moses Garcia. And that's Mo on the radio. You got to know. OpenWordNews.com, folks. 93.9 FM, Monday through Friday. Don't forget, folks, we're here for you every day. Enjoy, folks. OpenWordNews.com. We'll be right back.
Do you have a wedding, family reunion, quinceañera, a gala, or a prom? For special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332, 956-648-7332, Antigua Revilla, for your special events needs. OpenWordNews.com/event for your free registration to win a luxury event. Visit OpenWordNews.com/event to win a luxury event. Get your free registration today for your special events needs. Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332. 956-648-7332. For family reunions, quinceañeras, galas, or proms, special events, Antigua Revilla, 956-648-7332. For your free registration, openwordnews.com/event. openwordnews.com/event.
Bowen Information Technology, leading the way in information technology. We assist our clients in achieving all of their business needs by providing them with a single stop for all of their solutions. Partner with Bowen Information Technology for better service at a lower cost. Bowen Information Technology is a Microsoft partner, Adobe certified reseller, and ABG Cloud Care Specialist. Call 956-472-8601 or go to bowenit.net for more information.
Distribution Alexander is now offering 1099 delivery contract errand service in McAllen and Edinburgh. We can deliver for pharmacies, restaurants, auto parts stores. We can do mail runs, personal and business. And we can also be your package receiving service. Call Jimmy for more information at 956-438-0447. Distribution Alexander, 29 years and counting.
Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and the other liberals call themselves progressives. Their goal is to progressively dismantle the Constitution and create bigger and bigger government, less and less freedom, while dragging the Republicans down the same road. Jesus Christ is also making progress ever since he ascended in the clouds to the Ancient of Days to receive his eternal kingdom. He is progressively bringing more and more liberty by ruling until he puts down all rulers that disobey his rules, just like he destroyed Rome. The path of the just one is as the shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. And just as you can't tell the sun is moving, so it is with the history of the shining light. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. ChurchOfTheKingMacAllen.com. Side with God against yourself and get on the winning side of history.
Don't pay your traffic ticket. Call the attorneys at 956-391-2754. You'll be a lot happier. RGVDWI.com, 956-391-2754.
There is no substitute for the healthy glow that comes from taking care of your skin naturally. By using products that are handcrafted with all-natural USDA-certified organic ingredients, can help you look and feel your best. Check out PureGanicShop.com, a local company that specializes in organic body care products. That's PureGanics, P-U-R-E-G-A-N-I-X, shop.com. Use promo code OWN14 to get 25% off your order and always free shipping. Shop local, support local, PureGanicShop.com.
Open Word News.com, folks. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us Monday through Friday here on 93.9 FM. Doing what it takes to get things done on this throwback Thursday, March 26, 2015. Pamphleteer, how the heck are you over there, man?
Still doing well, thank God.
You know what? I'm glad that you're
going through the
well.
News stories here, but you have some throwbacks from the 1700s. What do you got there?
Yeah, I got some throwbacks from the way back. But you know what? For right now, I do want to introduce our special in-studio guest, Pamphleteer.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, are always the hostess with the most, or not the hostess, but the host with the most.
You call me a hostie?
No. Hostess or pies with chocolate filled. Never mind. Another story altogether. But in studio today, we have Mr. Moses Mo on the radio. Got to see you. How you doing over there, Hotshot?
Doing great, man. How you guys doing out here?
You know what? Feeling blessed. Glad to have you in studio, good sir. Go ahead and pound it, Bubba. How you doing over there, Lalo? We got Mr. Lalo Martinez in studio today. How's everything going, good sir?
Doing good, Omar. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, man. Thanks for being here with us, good sir. You know, today, folks, we like to do this series on Throwback Thursday. It's called Today in History Across the World. This is an interesting website, and you get to kind of see where we are, where we've been, where we're going, and how it all kind of ties together, folks. 1799, Napoleon Bonaparte captures Jaffa, Palestine. Today in history.
Wow, that was just like yesterday.
Take me away. What do you think about that? Any comments on that moment in time in history, a time
you
and
know,
a place?
The last time I talked to Napoleon, woo, man, it was years ago. So no comment on that.
No comment. How about yourself?
The
there,
only
Lalo?
Thing that comes to my mind is the guy's height. It's unfortunate that's all people talk about.
Yeah.
There was a short little man with a big temper.
And he has a complex named after him.
You know, Napoleon was actually so intelligent that he realized that the natural order of things were crucial to ruling an empire. So he determined that if you could eradicate bumblebees and bees,
mm-hmm.
the world would be destroyed within 7 years.
Yeah.
That's a pretty phenomenal and pretty phenomenal aspect. To this day in history across the world, 1942, the Germans begin sending Jews to Auschwitz in Poland. These are important dates, folks. Think of what happens today.
1942,
the Germans begin sending Jews to Auschwitz in Poland. Moses, any comments on that?
Hitler, what's there to say? I mean, he was a tyrant.
Most people would disagree with you. They wouldn't say he was a tyrant. He pretty much didn't do anything. It was all of the people that he brainwashed.
Lalo, comments on that?
Oh, that's amazing. But can you imagine? That's unbelievable. I wonder how the people in Israel are looking at that, you know, being moved to a concentration camp,
yeah,
not knowing what your destiny is going to be.
Yeah.
Only they knew. In those trains. And, I mean, we've seen all the films. It's interesting. I wonder what people thought.
Yeah, they don't have
the... They were just going to cruise the Alps and end up in a nice place just to get away.
Yeah.
And in the end, they said, hey, don't get into this building here. Let's take a shot.
Yeah, I think there was an easier way to do it now. I think the U.S. government has pretty much figured it out. Instead of sending people to gas chambers, what they do is they pretty much just enter a region, they tax the hell out of them, and then they let them work for a living, and they are barely on government assistance. They have very little food to eat, if any. I think they've worked it out. I think Hitler went about it the wrong way. That's what it was, big man.
I think the U.S. perfected it, though. 1973, the legalization of abortion.
Booyah.
I hate to say it, but...
Man, you know what? There's been 56 and counting million.
Can you imagine?
Children. And I don't want to make light of how many Jews and other, you know, there was about 50 some million Germans that were killed in the war too, or something like that. It was an astronomical figure how many Germans were killed in that war?
I'm not sure. One of the things that's interesting to me that both of you mentioned right now, and you're talking about abortion, you know, and we're talking about Germany. This is actually a project that started in the 20s here in the United States, based upon the former modern eugenics program. Actually, today's modern. Equivalent, full and in effect and alive with the dream that was, I want to say Margaret Sanger, is actually Planned Parenthood. And, you know, her goal was to eradicate what is undesirables.
Yeah.
People of undefinite origin or of unethical proportion. 1954. Go ahead, Moses. You want to comment on that?
Going back to Hitler, a lot of people say that he was actually misunderstood. He didn't just want to commit genocide on the Jews. He actually wanted to commit mass genocide world.
Yeah
and Mein Kampf was
he had a hit list. I mean,
that was an interesting piece in itself.
Yeah, I was reading numbers the other day, and you know, like I said, Hitler went about it the wrong way. You know, there's a certain point where you have to eradicate evil from your camp. Hitler was trying to eradicate people in general, like people groups, so people are inherently evil already as it is. So how do you judge who needs to be eradicated and who needs to be spared? Well, it's obvious. The evildoers need to be eradicated. That's the government's job. Hitler went about it the wrong way. I think he could have had I'm not a Hitler fan at all. By far am I a Hitler fan. You know, do I condone anything he did in killing, you know, millions of people? Absolutely not. But think about it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Think about this. 1911, Tennessee Williams, American dramatist, creates Cat on a Hot Tin Roof and a Streetcar Named Desire. Comments, Lalo?
Oh, what a switch. I love that. Thank you for taking us away from Auschwitz into the tin roof there. Appreciate that. That was awesome. I love that.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's all about transition. I don't do transition. I just go. Yeah. Yourself?
I was getting depressed there for a minute. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. You got to do it sometimes. Any comments on that, Lalo, as a whole?
I don't know. I'm still reeling from his comments.
From the nice transition?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I will say this. Whenever I think of Streetcar Named Desire, I have to remember one of the most epic motion picture moments. And Streetcar Named Desire, I always think of Marlon Brando in the rain, ripping his shirt off, yelling up into the balcony, and just going, Stella! And I realize now it was his own fault because he really never gave him the time of day. But, you think of something like that and how it relates to time and history today, pamphleteer, and, you know, you go to 1979. The Camp David Treaty is signed between Israel and Egypt.
Amazing.
Oh,
you know, and you think about all this today, just around the time of the world. Now, think of everything going on right now. We're talking about the Yemen situation.
Yemen.
Yeah, that's right. Whoa, man.
Oh, man.
And this is real.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know. So Camp David Treaty.
Is it really a big deal? 100,000, 150,000 troops invading Yemen and 100 jets.
Whose troops are they? Who's invading again?
Saudi Arabia.
Well, you know what?
invading Yemen.
How close is it before Egypt gets involved? Mm-hmm.
They're already securing part of that border.
Wait a minute. Those are reports that are Moroccans coming
are
through.
There, Pakistanis, everybody's going in there. I think it's finally happening. The Sunni against the Shias. It's
yes.
going to go down, and it's going to get ugly.
There was declarations stated to Iran, and it's almost as, and we were talking about this earlier. Folks, if you go throughout history and you tie, by the way, folks, if you tie 1799's Napoleon Bonaparte, folks do believe that Bonaparte was affected by the Rothschild Empire back in that time period, which actually, and I'm just tying this together, which actually ties to 1942, where some people feel the Rothschilds actually funded Hitler's regime. And then you have the fact that they actually created the Israeli state. And then you have the fact that Israel and Egypt today in 1970, is this an important date in history today?
Today?
Because all these things happen today, and all these key people were involved.
The day must be like a high Illuminati. Occultic day.
We're going down the Illuminati.
I'm not going down the Illuminati. I'm just saying, you know, coinky ding?
This is pretty interesting, though. That is.
Yeah,
that was
it's,
a very
it's
good
almost as if it just happened, or maybe I did the research. I don't know. I'm probably lying.
Is it this day in history?
This day. This is March 26th.
This day is yesterday, or today is
tomorrow.
Oh,
we're
not going to
do a whole daylight savings thing.
I'm talking about tomorrow
saving.
Is already.
The side of the world.
On the other side of the world, it's already tomorrow.
It's already tomorrow.
Well, they already know what happened.
How did they do that?
Because in 1989, the first free elections took place in the Soviet Union. We had Boris Yeltsin, and he was elected. Any comments on that there, my Spaniard
Boris
friend,
Yeltsin.
Mr.
I haven't
Mo
heard
on
that
the radio?
In a while.
I don't know too much history about Boris Yeltsin.
I have no idea.
Yourself there? My
I
Russian
remember the
correspondent?
Name. I only remember the name vaguely.
I mean, it's a common name.
I have so much disdain for the Russians. I don't have anything positive to say about Mr. Boris Yeltsin there.
One of the
my
things,
goodness, free elections. Who would have ever thought that they would have that in communist Russia?
Well, you know what? Who would have ever thought in communist Russia you would have a shirtless cavalier general / leader / former KGB agent riding a weasel on the back of a woodpecker? I mean, for those of you who witnessed greatness, Throwback Thursday a few weeks back.
You know what? Putin looks a lot like George Bush. You know, I was thinking about doing that.
Senior
same.
Or junior?
Junior. And junior looks a lot like
you
the
just
queen.
Blew my mind.
She looks a lot like the queen.
This day in history, speaking of the queen, 1930.
I don't know why
Sandra
I called
day
her the queen.
O'Connor,
she's not my queen.
Sandra Day O'Connor
hashtag
takes
not my
the
queen.
U.S. Supreme Court justice. That's mm-hmm. a big deal back in the day.
Sandra Day O'Connor. I love that song. That one song that she made. What was it? Was it a...
I think you're thinking about Gloria Gaynor.
Sinead O'Connor.
We're not going to get into that.
Sinead O'Connor had a really good song back then.
Hey, you know what, folks? Thank you so much. This is Throwback Thursday, openwordnews.com. That's around the horn in time, folks. Don't forget, folks, Open Word News is going to be having the 2015 RGV Freedom Expo. We are one of the major sponsors. We have some other great supporters. You don't want to miss out. Great conversations. Folks from all different walks of life. We're talking doctors. We're talking writers. We're talking business entrepreneurs. Some of our, we got a buzz on the line, on the bat line. Openwordnews.com, folks. We do value your opinion. Get yourself registered for goodies and giveaways. We do have over 5,000.
Good God, man. Change that ringer. It sounds like a real ringer. Don't you have other ringers on that phone? Oh, my God.
That's the bat phone. I can't change that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the bat phone. That's just how that works.
You have a bat phone. Nice.
The commissioner
very nice.
Called.
Yeah. Where's Alfred? Answer the phone.
He's on restriction. Openwordnews.com. Folks, don't forget tomorrow.
Alfred.
We got a big interview coming in with one of our local mayors. Also tomorrow in the good southern region, I believe. Going to have a special visitor. We'll be touching base on that a little bit when we come back. You're listening to openwordnews.com here on 93.9 FM, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
There's something in your eyes disguising.
Summer heat is on the rise, along with your electric bill. So save time and money. Lock in your energy contract today. The choice is yours, and it's yours alone. Call 956-569-3723. That's 956-569-3723. And save more with Mo on the radio.
Don't pay your traffic ticket. Fight for your rights. Call the attorneys at 956-391-2754. They'll fight for you and defend your rights. 956-391-2754, rgvdwi.com.
rgv.my94life.com.
90 essential nutrients are the foundation for good health. Look younger, live younger, feel younger. RGV.my90forlife.com. Go check it out.
OpenWordNews.com, folks. Taking the time to do some research, folks. We could be telling nothing but lies. So in the words of the illustrious late, great William H. Cooper, don't forget, go out and research it, folks, because if it's a lie, it's a crime against yourself to believe someone you have little to no understanding of what they're capable of.
Yeah, you know what they say is truth is stranger than fiction. I mean, you really don't have to have conspiracy theories anymore. I mean, people are literally conspiratorial. Now, you got countries colluding. You have countries colluding.
I never like the word colluding.
It's collusion.
It's collusion.
Think about the first murder. I mean,
first,
that was
the first murder?
The very first murder in history.
Oh, Prince. Well, that first Purple Rain album came out. It just murdered the charts, man.
it was better than when Frampton Comes Alive.
Is it better than
Frampton Comes Alive?
Frampton Comes Alive was so hardcore.
Yes.
They gave it away with Boxes of Tide.
That's what
in
I heard.
The suburbs.
Yeah.
That's not
every
me. That's,
every time I run into somebody, I ask them if they or their parents owned an album, the Frampton Comes Alive album.
And almost everybody did.
99.75%.
They gave it out with Tide.
Yeah.
How did we
get to this?
We did. OpenWordNews.com. Hey, you had another story you wanted to touch base on.
I was colluding over here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The first murder. I wanted to ask you about the very first murder.
Oh, the very first murder. I'm going to have to say that Cain and Abel was an interesting murder because it wasn't just a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't actually remember the exact technical scientific name of when you kill your brother, because there's like infanticide, there's all these different sides, and it's
that's in brother side.
It's not in brother side, but it's almost what it is. But yeah, I mean, you think about that, it was really revolving around so many different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
There was coveting,
mm-hmm.
you know what? There was jealousy in itself.
Mm-hmm.
There was the outright murder itself.
Yeah.
There was the denial, the lie,
the cover up,
and I think that's one of the things that makes it so
right.
such an epic tale within itself.
I think you can get a lot of hope from that story, because anybody that's out there that's murdering in cold blood, you're not going to get away with it. You're just not going to get away with it. These countries that are colluding, that are going up against each other, and are going against Christians. My main concern right now in the Middle East is not Israel. My main concern are Christians. Israel has Iron Dome or whatever they call it. That what do they have to worry about? You know, I'm not worried about anybody else other than my Christian brothers and sisters in that area. Really, well, I mean, how can we not think about those people? They are literally being eradicated from that region.
You know, I think one of the real aspects of life, and talking about this Throwback Thursday, is that often, you know, folks, we miss out on what we see right in front of us until it's too late. And we were talking about this tribunal yesterday in Irving, Texas, where basically Sharia law is being implemented and folks are actually seeking out
right.
to have judgments passed in their civil ordinances
right.
above local elected officials. They're going to this tribunal group, and folks don't realize it's the classic totalitarian tiptoe. You're not going to get to sacrificing and cutting people's heads off
right.
on day one
sure.
of the journey.
Yeah.
You get there after you've pushed people,
mm-hmm.
after you've denied them, after you've injected your thought principle,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually it becomes a percentage of people who are being fined unjustly,
yeah. Yeah.
and then it becomes an aspect of your life that is controlled, that you can't actually dictate, but it gets delegated to you like a curfew,
mm-hmm.
and then it increases over the course of time. Well, technically we're doing it to ourselves anyway, because speeding tickets at $240
yeah.
bucks is
sounds like
is
a progressive tax right there. Income tax rate.
It's like finable health care.
It's like municipal court. I mean, municipal fines, like you said.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, you know what? The Mormons have been awfully quiet. Yeah.
The Mormons?
I mean, you know, you got Muslims, you know, up in arms for Sharia. Why aren't the Mormons, you know? Oh, they have their own state. That's what it is. They
oh, Utah.
Yeah. That's what we need to do. We need to put the Muslims in their own state. Give them their own state. Why not? Washington, D.C. is a perfect, well, they're not a state, they're a city-state, so where would we stick them?
It is a sovereign nation, technically.
Yeah. Well,
going back to that guy, killing your brothers, fratricide, and killing your sisters, sorocide, fraternity and sorority.
Ah,
wow, eye-opening now.
Thank you.
So when you go to a frat, you're actually...
Don't say frat, we don't like that word.
Fraternity.
There you go, thank you.
It's actually killing your brother.
Well, that's interesting.
Wow, dude.
Mind-blowing?
I just had a mind-blowing experience that's right amazing. Now. That's pretty sad.
They're Latin open, terms.
Open word.
Is that why they left that guy over at the island? His friend. I apologize for interrupting. Oh. They that was that was a Yeah, his frat brothers just left him out there.
That was the sand, man.
They left him for just dead, and then they went back.
That was one.
That is not Christian. I am sorry. I would never leave my brother on the battlefield like that.
Well, you know what? You look at that, and you talk about leaving people on the battlefield. You know, this day in history is important, folks. You know, talking about leaving your brother also here with fines on the battlefield. And folks think, oh, well, how can you compare that to that? Well, folks, yet again, you start with those footsteps. Lalo, for example, what do you think? I mean, do you think it's justifiable for folks to get a $200 ticket for a stop sign violation?
Absolutely not. I remember when it was like $80, $85.
Wow. Huh. $80.
$200.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
No cop. No stop.
Oh,
my gosh.
Talking about this progressive movement, 2 days ago, what did Obama say? He wanted to mandate voting. Can you imagine that we want to mandate people to vote?
You know what?
But he slowly does it just a little. He just throws it out there.
That's beautiful. I love it.
A little catch.
He throws that at you. But let me tell you what they passed recently. I have a question. Who's your cell phone with?
I have AT&T.
You have AT&T, right? Now, did you buy an AT&T phone or did you take your own phone over there?
I bought from the...
But if one day you leave AT&T, they have unlocking service. So you can take your phone with you to another provider.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Library of Congress recently passed a bill stating that should you do that, it's a $500,000 fine. How many people here have their phone unlocked?
How many people here just are tired of these laws?
I want you to think about that fine. The company unlocks it for you because you're leaving their service. And you're potentially...
That's like depositing your money in a bank and withdrawing... Withdrawing
Recant.
Whatever the hell you want from it because it's your hard-earned money.
#FreeKent.
And they find you. They don't find you. They find you.
They find you and then they find you. They find you, then they find you because you used your own money.
Okay, but no, but this is freedom. This is America, okay? Yes. This is still America, okay? I can still say this freely.
For now, but you'll be fine.
But I cannot do it. Because it's against the law.
Apparently.
Many restrictions, huh?
That our government, we elected to Congress.
OpenWordNews.com,
folks.
Confused. We're having a rant back in here.
Sometimes I confuse
because myself. Of Kent Hovind, who Throwback Thursday passed, unfortunately, has been in prison now for 10 years.
A tax evader.
He's not technically a tax evader. I really believe that, unfortunately, not necessarily framed.
You know, corporations
think
don't pay tax. You know, like Google paid 1%. GE paid 0, I think, or 1.something%. But you know what? And those are all figures that I just pulled off the top of my head. I know they paid very little tax, if any.
Well, they probably paid a lot of tax. It's just a small percentage of what they could have paid.
Corporations don't pay taxes. They pass it to the consumer.
That's why you start nonprofit. That's why you create nonprofits and other organizations.
So stop consuming, America. You know what? That's it. I'm turning off my cell phone. Yeah, you know what? I'm not driving anywhere anymore. You know what? I'm not flushing my toilet either. I'm just going to go outside.
Open word news.
Way God intended
com,
it.
Folks. Speaking of how God intended, folks, you know, back in the time periods, you know, there was always stories of warriors, of captives, of slaves, of those prisoners of war and those who were slain in war. You know, recently we had a few tragic stories. And we all remember, of course, the story which was breached previously that we commented on, of course, about one forgotten soldier who we had to bring home.
Right.
And we had to bring him home,
America,
at the cost of freedom. We had to free 5 potentially proven dangerous operatives. And we did it, folks. Pamphleteer, tell me a story. Sing me a song.
Are you talking about my boy Bird Dog?
Is his mom and pop still Calvinists?
Bo.
Remember they were attacking him.
Yeah, I know. I know why. I know
that was
why.
An attack
I know
on,
what that
on,
is. That is a psyop. If you ever heard of it? No, not just Christianity. One of the most militant Christianity groups, which I am a part of.
That we don't negotiate with terrorists.
No, yeah, we do negotiate with terrorists when we're the biggest terrorists.
You know, one of the theories revolving around this whole release system, which can either be confirmed or denied, is that there is an X factor that we possibly don't understand. Let's go to that clip, pamphleteer. This is openwordnews.com covering a clip here. And where's that from, pamphleteer?
It's coming out of the...
Dundit pamphleteer.
Again. Dundit. It's coming out of the Guardian. I had it queued up here, gentlemen. I apologize.
Yeah, folks, forgive us. There we go.
The U.S. Army Forces Command has thoroughly reviewed the Army's investigation surrounding Sergeant Robert.
Yeah, we having some connection Robert issues.
Beaudry Bergdahl's 2009 disappearance in Afghanistan, and formally charged Sergeant Bergdahl under the Armed Forces Uniform Code of Military Justice on March 25th, 2015. With desertion, with intent to shirk important or hazardous duty, and misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place, and has referred the case to an Article 32 preliminary hearing. There are potential punishments associated with the two charges. Article 85 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, desertion with intention to shirk important or hazardous duty, carries a maximum potential punishment of a dishonorable discharge, reduction to the rank of E1, total forfeiture of all pay and allowances,
wow,
and a maximum confinement of 5 years.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Article 99 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Yeah, so slap on the wrist.
Misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place carries a maximum potential penalty.
In prison. Life in prison. Oh, here we go. Here we go. It's
you know,
of a dishonorable discharge, reduction to the rank.
You're going to have some connection issues here with this, but yeah, you're right, Lalo. That's right. That's correct. He potentially could face up to life in prison, which, you know, didn't Andrew Jackson just shoot the traitor on the White House lawn? I mean, wasn't that a...
You leave that crazy old coot alone, my favorite racist president. He really is, though. You know, his
I mean, isn't that just the most... battle. Isn't that just the most just thing to do? You have a traitor. Shoot him.
You know, I was describing to somebody one of the most beautiful scenes in cinema I've ever seen is actually in Lonesome Dove.
Mm-hmm.
And he catches an old friend of his stealing a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he hangs him.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of the most beautiful, sad, because he could let him go.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be right.
Is that cruel and unusual, though? A horse?
It is theft.
There's an old Chinese proverb that says, you kill one, you scare a thousand.
Actually, oh, yeah. That's actually very true. You know, Sun Tzu understood this greatly.
Bless you.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that.
Well, you know, Mao said political power comes out of the rifle of a gun. So, yeah, I mean, the Chinese have it down. See, the Chinese have it down.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
Go build a wall.
That's why they march.
Openwordnews.com. Folks.
I love America.
Yeah, I do too. You know, America. The sad thing about...
Thank you, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. One of the things that we want to talk about, we're talking about fines, and I want to go to this clip here because this is real, folks. If you don't think that fines are unjust and it's not unusual punishment, or cruel and unusual punishment, hear it from somebody else.
They're the small, everyday ways of breaking the law, like speeding or trespassing or, and this is true, failing to vaccinate your ferret. That is actually against the law, so sorry, ferret Jenny McCarthy, you're just going to have to get it done. The point is, we have all committed municipal violations, and if you've never gotten a ticket for one, all I can say is congratulations on not getting caught. Now, for most people, tickets are just annoying. We grin and bear them, or, as in the case of this young woman, throw a passive-aggressive tantrum.
Citation is for...
I know, my headlights weren't on, yada, yada, yada.
Yes, you're right. But citations for not having your headlights on. Take care of this ticket on before the third... Oh, but let me explain it, okay?
I totally get it. Like, it's a ticket. I need to pay it. I'm late.
You just know that woman behaves that way in every situation. Yeah, I totally get it. It's a funeral. Mindy was a person. Now she's going to be like eaten by worms. Just put her in the ground so I can get to SoulCycle. I'm late. God.
This is John Oliver, folks.
Now, she's probably not thought about that ticket until, I'm guessing, round about now, when she's getting a lot of text messages from friends saying, Amber, you're totally on HBO right now, shouting at a cop. But if you don't have enough money to pay a fine immediately, tickets can wreck your life. Let me introduce you to a woman named Harriet Cleveland. She had some low-level traffic tickets, but because she couldn't pay them straight away, she accumulated all kinds of other fees and additional tickets, which, despite her best efforts, she was unable to pay off. And then, one morning, this happened.
I had my grandbaby with me, and I was sitting up giving him breakfast that morning, and I heard a knock on the door, and I seen a police officer at my door. And in the back of my mind, it wasn't for me, because I didn't figure they'd come get you for tickets. I was escorted to jail.
Pause that pamphleteer.
I have a true story. Can you guys hear a true story?
Please, please
share.
You know
what? Share with us. Go right ahead.
I completed my 2-year contract at this health fitness place around town here. And there's a little clause at the very bottom that I failed to read when I finished my contract. It was a 2-year contract. I think I did 2 years. And so I just stopped going. Well, there was a $19 fee that I started getting charged for not notifying them 30 days in advance that I was going to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now it's $460-something.
Oh, no.
And I had to settle that last week for $250 with an attorney of some kind. And
wow.
So can you imagine? True story. This happened to me last week.
But fine print, folks.
But see, this is
a little clause.
This is something that we're subject to all the time. Last year, Texas legislature passed over 20,000 laws for driving infractions. 20,000.
That's
folks,
insane.
Sir, we had a show earlier last year with the folks from AAM Lawyers, and then we had Judge T in here. We're talking about surcharges, and this has become real, folks. You know, you've literally probably been driving up and down the highway, and you've seen that picture of the guy, and it says, man, I just blew $10,000, and he's blowing into a deal, you know, there. And I can either confirm or deny or encourage you to not drink and drive, but I will say this. Don't blow on the device, folks. That's just free
advice. But
you're
not a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer. I'm
not
a lawyer, a barrister. I'm just somebody who has gotten tired. Yes. And technically, I might be considered a priest, but my title's reverend. That's another story altogether. Openwordnews.com, folks. But this is real. Check out our Throwback Thursday shows, folks. Check out all of our goodies. And as Lalo has just described, these are real fines, folks, that can accumulate and get larger and larger. And
read the fine print.
Read the fine print. And then, folks, hit the ballot box and start talking, getting involved with your local folks, and getting rid of some of these unnecessary or overburdensome fines and charges, folks. Listening to openwordnews.com. We're back with Mo on the radio, with Mr. Lalo Martinez, and, of course, the host of the most there, Mr. Pamphleteer, hair flowing in the wind, cape moving, always flawless. And, of course, yours truly with the Luchador mask, folks. We'll be right back on 93.9 FM, openwordnews.com.
Distribution Alexander is now offering 1099 delivery contract errand service in McAllen and Edinburgh. We can deliver for pharmacies, restaurants, auto parts stores. We can do mail runs, personal and business. And we can also be your package receiving service. Call Jimmy for more information at 956-438-0447. Distribution Alexander, 29 years and counting.
Hillary Clinton, President Obama, and the other liberals call themselves progressives. Their goal is to progressively dismantle the Constitution and create bigger and bigger government, less and less freedom, while dragging the Republicans down the same road. Jesus Christ is also making progress ever since he ascended in the clouds to the Ancient of Days to receive his eternal kingdom. He is progressively bringing more and more liberty by ruling until he puts down all rulers that disobey his rules, just like he destroyed Rome. The path of the just one is as the shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. And just as you can't tell the sun is moving, so it is with the history of the shining light. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. ChurchOfTheKingMacAllen.com. Side with God against yourself and get on the winning side of history.
Bowen Information Technology, leading the way in information technology. We assist our clients in achieving all of their business needs by providing them with a single stop for all of their solutions. Partner with Bowen Information Technology for better service at a lower cost. Bowen Information Technology is a Microsoft partner, Adobe certified reseller, and AVG CloudCare specialist. Call 956-472-8601 or go to bowenit.net for more information.
Welcome, comrade. Vodka is always better in silo.
OpenWordNews.com. Little Raymond Horta there for you folks who catch him. I'll give him a free plug here. Check him out on Saturday on Epic Radio. He's pretty funny. He's a good guy there, folks. This is RGV the Guy and the Pamphleteer with special in-studio guest Mo on the radio. And, of course, Mr. Lalo Martinez in here giving us his expertise. Folks, thank you so much. Stay tuned. Because tomorrow, you don't want to miss out. Monday through Friday, 93.9 FM. We're here for you, folks, bringing you the news. Thursdays, we do our Throwback Thursdays. Folks, tomorrow, you don't want to miss our interview. It's going to be a doozy. Pamphleteer?
A doozy.
It's going to be
that's
a doozy.
Throwback word from the 50s.
Oh, that's right.
You bet. You brought that all the way back this way?
You bet your sweet bippy.
Can we say that on the air? Yeah, we can say sweet bippy.
Mr. Lalo, any closing thoughts?
I just want to say thanks for inviting me on this Throwback Thursday.
That's good.
I love it, man, and it's nice being with you guys.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you so much, good sir. We love having you. Mr. Mo on the radio.
I just want to give a thanks to everything, of course, and be careful on the roads, guys.
Hailstorm.
We were caught in it, driving into the point in the area just to get away from this.
Oh, no, Mo.
I had to force a screening of Thank You for Smoking. Have you ever seen that pamphleteer?
I have.
It's been a while
since I've seen it.
I love the fact that
I love the regulations.
Somehow in the film, you fall in love with one of the hardest people on earth to fall in love with, a lobbyist. You know, it's just it's a beautiful depiction of what the world can be. And I actually think of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman,
mm-hmm.
and how, you know, at some point in your life, you reflect on who you are, where you're going. But Nick Naylor does the total opposite.
That's a great name for a salesman, too.
Of course. He nails it.
Of course.
OpenWordNews.com. Pamphleteer, any closing thoughts there, Hotshot?
No, just to remind people that we are doing that RGV Freedom Expo. You can go to the website, rgvfreedomexpo.com, and find out a little bit more of what we're doing. And if you want to get involved, you want to sponsor, you want to be a supporter, we'd love to have you. And you can always go to our website, openwordnews.com, and you can support us there. We have the support tab. You can contact us anytime. The big man loves to talk to people, obviously. He is the big man, RGV the Guy. So he is around the Rio Grande Valley. If you want to reach out to him, go to our website, openwordnews.com. And also like our Facebook page. We actually are gaining some ground on the Facebook page. We have an Instagram. We also have a Twitter account. We have over 6,000 followers on there. So, yeah, I mean, we got a lot going on here. We got a lot coming up this year. And we're excited, big man.
Now, we've taken a hiatus from that Twitter account. It was interesting in itself because, you know, Ted Cruz did go the extra mile at that conference. What can we say, folks? If you missed any of our shows, make sure you catch us. Go to openwordnews.com. This is RGV the Guy, Pamphleteer.
Yo.
We got to go, bubba.
Got to roll, man. We got to go. See y'all tomorrow. Openwordnews.com.